Well, this week, many governors, including Jay Inslee of Washington State, extended restrictions to try to help stop the post-Thanksgiving surge of COVID-19. And as Congress is stuck on federal coronavirus relief, Inslee is also freeing up more state aid.
We're hoping that Congress can make a bipartisan agreement before the end of this year, but Washington is preparing if they do not.
Well, let's check in Washington State with Anna Boyko-Wyrock, a reporter with KUOW in Seattle. And Anna, we're reminded that the first reported case of COVID-19 in this country was there back in January. Months later, Washington seemed to get control, doing things like closing nursing homes to families, which seems so horrifying. Now everyone's done it. How dire is it there now?
Well, speaking as a Washingtonian, it's bad. And it's the worst here that it's ever been in the state. And every day it seems like it's getting worse. We saw cases in Washington reach the highest levels even before Thanksgiving. And that's probably because the weather started getting cold and wet and people started spending more time with each other inside. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's interesting, Robin, because when you look at a map of COVID across the U.S., Washington is actually doing better than a lot of places. But then if you zoom into our state numbers, it's really troubling what you see. So it's sort of like if you were to take a hike out of Seattle, you know, a map of our mountain ranges. You leave Seattle, you go over a bump, that's March. You go over another bump, that's summer. And now we have this big, steep climb in cases that started at the end of October, and we don't know how high that climb goes.
Well, you also point out something that's probably instructive for all of us. In King County, where you are, you say this has been a tale of two pandemics. Now, you talked to two families. We're going to hear some here. First, in South King County, Alicia Sanchez told you she and her whole family had COVID-19 after her son brought it home from the warehouse where he works.
Just imagine, I was sick and all my children were sick. It was worrying. And they were really worried about me because since I have diabetes, they thought I might get really sick.
Well, meanwhile, Anna, in Northeast King County, David Johnston told you that life hasn't really changed much for him and his family.
COVID hasn't actually affected us very much. I'm retired. My wife was already working from home. And my son was in high school. Now he's in college, but he's still upstairs in his bedroom.
And a great comparison there. Tell us more about what you're learning about the inequity of the pandemic in King County.
Yeah. So my colleague Eilish O'Neill and I fanned out across the county, and we went and talked to these folks who were in places that had the lowest rates and the highest rates of COVID in the county. And so even within this county, which is actually where Seattle is, you have some regions in the south that have seven or eight times the rate of infection compared to areas, you know, half an hour drive away. And the way the virus is spreading from person to person also depends on the area. So, for example, people in the area around SeaTac Airport, if you've ever flown into Seattle, people in that area were most likely to get COVID while they're at work or from a family member. And that's because many people in those areas work in essential jobs and live with multiple generations under one roof, like you heard earlier. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, people in North Seattle were most likely to get COVID from social gatherings or being out and about in the community. And that's because people in those areas are just more likely to have jobs where they can work from home. And so this difference shows some people have the choice to keep themselves farther away from the virus and some people don't.
Yeah, if you're annoyed about working from home, as many of us are, we have to be reminded that's a luxury. We should be grateful. Your governor, Jay Inslee, announced that some of the restrictions he's rolled out will extend for the next few weeks. So just briefly, what do they entail?
So you can't go inside a restaurant to eat, no going to a gym, bowling alley, museum. You can't get together with folks from outside your household unless you quarantine and get tested, and the size of religious services is also capped.
Yeah, and he's also approved $50 million in grants to help people in the coming weeks. And who's that going to?
Well, so that's going to the businesses who are most impacted by those restrictions. So restaurants and fitness centers, like I mentioned, also music venues, event venues, which have really been struggling in the pandemic. And those places can get up to $20,000 each to cover expenses connected to the pandemic.
Yeah. And just briefly, we only have about half a minute. What are you going to follow in the next weeks?
Well, I'm really looking at the vaccine rollout here. So, you know, we could get doses for the first vaccinations next week going to healthcare workers. And, you know, it strikes me, like you said, this region was one of the first epicenters of the COVID pandemic. Mm-hmm. And now those places that were really hit with the first wave are going to start getting vaccinations very soon. And it feels like we're coming full circle.
We'll follow it. Anna Boyko-Ryrock of KUOW in Seattle. Thank you.
Thank you.